for some of this thunder to roll on through. I can wait all day. I've got the studio for an hour. For an hour of queued up. I can wait for this rolling thunder and rain striking window video to give us what we actually want, which is some thunder, some noise, cacophony. Although I admit there is a certain kind of soothing edge to this that I can't deny. And there it is. What are we? We're listening to Queued Up right now, and Queued Up is, of course, broadcasting to you live from, I guess we're listening to Dracula theme too, Bram Stoker's Dracula. And we're listening to Queued Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Vancouver UBC campus, which is, of course, located on top of traditional, unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And today's show, actually, the more I speak, the better I feel. I was going to go off about how recently, my health had taken another downturn, and there have been so many, at least a third of my shows of Cue It Up, to any of you regular listeners, are evidently just about me talking about my terrible dirge of health maladies and illnesses and just all series, mispronunciations, just a series of awful things. So we're gonna tune down that horror show nonetheless, because the more I speak, the better I feel, and it's as if I've gotten a second wind, thanks in no small part to the listeners out there. Now, thank you, and you're welcome for what you're about to receive, which is nonetheless a mostly synthetic set list. All the greatest, best Canadian hits and smashes. Oh boy. And some mostly international stuff as well. You know what? Clearly, I'm actually still in need of a cup of tea or something to that effect. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to one of my favorite records off Adhesive Sounds, which is the, of course, Torontonian label, which works on... there's a lot of vaporwave, there's a lot of sound collage, there's a lot of interesting experimentation, and it's nice to have a Canadian label putting out things of that stripe. And the album is Telenites from Ghosting, who's actually a local artist, and we're going to have a review of that album in the next Discorder from, hope he doesn't mind my mentioning his name on air, from Bryce Warner. And Bryce brings up the very interesting point that what you get with this particular strand of vaporwave from Ghosting is actually very interesting, because unlike the paradigm of vaporwave, which is very much to do with late capitalism and detachment and, you know, these sort of transhuman trends, Ghosting has a lot of locality to it. It has a lot of Vancouver orientation to it, and that's what makes it interesting, in a sense, in ways other vaporwave releases are not. And with the conclusion of the Bram Stoker Dracula theme, we're gonna just hush away this thunder and rain striking, and we're gonna get right into it. Stay tuned. Cue it up.
Systems gives you control. video service in stereo.
Very important. You can hook it up to your stereo and get the full
stereo sound from
Much Music on channel 16.
Around the clock music
video
service in stereo. Very important. You can hook it up to your
stereo and get the
full stereo
sound from Much
Music on
channel 16.
Around the clock
music video service
in
stereo. Very important.
You can hook it up to your stereo and get the full stereo
sound from Much Music on channel 16. See Panasonic quality. See Panasonic quality. Personal audio systems built to last.
Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and January 20th is Denim Day. Stand up for a respectful campus and ask the same of your friends. Wear denim, a Denim Day sticker, or both on January 20th to stand against sexual assault. Why denim? In 1998, an Italian court overturned a rape charge because the victim was wearing tight jeans. The ruling stated that because the victim's jeans were tight, she had to have helped remove them. As a result, the court ruled that she gave consent to her attacker. Enraged by the verdict, people around the world launched into protest, showing support for the victim by wearing denim to their places of work. On January 20th, show your support. Take a stand against sexual assault. For information about workshops and resources, or to get your Denim Day stickers, visit students.ubc.ca/SAAM or gotconsent.ca.
This Saturday, January 23rd, Party Well presents UBC's biggest fundraising party ever, FutureFest 2.0. 100% of the proceeds fund the construction of wells in Ethiopia through Charity Water. There will be an epic lineup and holograms made by UBC students. Happening at 8:30 p.m. in the Great Hall of the Nest, come get your tickets from the Party Well fam or online while they last, so you can have the time of your life while helping save a life. Check out Party Well on Facebook for all the information. Oh yeah, who is that? I wonder. You ask. Well, it's just that, isn't it? You're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver campus, which is of course on the traditional unceded Coast Salish land, the Algonquin speaking Musqueam people. What we just heard a few songs. Lastly, we heard Fatima Al-Kabiri's Battery, and that's off the upcoming album Brute, which will be available on Hyperdub. Fatima Al-Kabiri has been producing experimental music for some time now. Lots of interesting scales, instrumental influences, samples. Battery, which will be her second solo album, and second album for Hyperdub as well, is on the album Brute. The album is Brute. The song was Battery. And this is mostly me paraphrasing the remembrance of what I heard or read earlier, but it just has to do with the general sense of tumult around the world and how that tumult is contained through the state, by the state, through authoritarian gestures. Of course, the authoritarianism as well as state power executed at the level of the state against its own citizens, or violence enacted upon another state and that state's citizens, has been a consistent work throughout Fatima's work. And it's looking to be an exciting upcoming album. For that, we heard Chris Lee's Only You, and that was a collaboration, I want to say, with AC Cook of PC Music, who produced for that track. I want to say that he was the producer. I may be incorrect, but it was definitely a collaboration with PC Music. A lot more poppy than what you would usually hear on the show, but a sort of interesting... again, you know, in collaboration with PC Music, which has received a lot of accusations for being, you know, just reeking of the kind of privilege with which they are free to parody pop culture and on all these tropes while nonetheless embodying them to a sense. And, you know, never has that been pushed more to the forefront as now. Who could say that this is a parody? And yet at the same time, what, you know, truths can there be expressed in Chris Lee's popular music? What truths can there be expressed in pop music as a medium? And PC Music is very likely interested in engaging with those questions. So that was an interesting sort of track, especially, you know, for me as a Chinese Canadian who feels very disconnected from my heritage in the mainland, China, and who is very likely going to be doing putting together some kind of program on essentially how Chinese diaspora has affected Vancouver, and as a microcosm of Vancouver, how it has affected UBC, where we are broadcasting from right now. So topics which are just, you know, kind of interesting to me right now, and hence I played that Chris Lee song. Chris Lee, very, very popular pop star in China, won the equivalent of American Idol back in 2005 or 2006, and has since then released a series of chart-topping albums. So very, very popular artist, and very interesting that she chose to collaborate with PC Music. Before that, we heard a few tracks off of Telenites from Ghosting. I am going to be frank with you. I just kind of picked up the needle, so to say, dropped it halfway through and let it run for about three songs or so. I know we played Samsung, I believe. We played We'll Be Right Back, just a series of songs from there. It's really meant to be listened to as one piece, but I thought it would be kind of a good mood to start us off with. And I have unfortunately not queued up the next set of songs. The name of the show is a terrible misnomer. I actually do very little queuing on this show at all. It's mostly spontaneous. But what I would like to listen to, what I'm aware that I would like to listen to, is there have been some new releases off Deep Sea Mining Syndicate, which is not a label I've been familiar with in the past, but they're based in Calgary, I believe, and they do all experimental music, experimental electronic, electroacoustic, a lot of drone. So, sorry. Again, in the spirit of creating a totally dehumanizing and disembodied program today with which to alienate me from my own sickness and etc., and also, you know, with the monstrous element of tonight, the sound of thunder strikes and the theme songs of veritable monsters worldwide, we're going to play something very, very monstrous right now, which is we are going to hear something off the label Deep Sea Mining. And what we're going to listen to is Senseless in Space from the artist Sounds, who is a local artist, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Sounds, based in Vancouver, played recently for what festival was this? Hosted in part by Vivo and Vancouver New Music. Well, that's more or less aside from the point. We're just going to dive into this now. And the song is Senseless in Space from Sounds. Isn't that nice? And listening to sounds, senseless in space, on Cue It Up, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. And we will be right back with you very promptly.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, I am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Beer already for the Rolling Thunder. You got it right here. Cueing it up. Here it comes for you, direct. Oh, yeah. Brandon Dellinger on YouTube says, I got an idea for the new Ghostbusters trailer. Tell me what you guys think about it. The trailer begins like any other horror movie trailer, with a family moving into a brand new house. Spooky things start happening when they find out the house is haunted, and towards the end of the trailer, it looks like a ghost is about to grab a little girl in her bed. Then BAM! The doors to the girl's room gets kicked open. The girl and the ghost look at the open door to reveal the Ghostbusters, with them saying, guess who's back, with this song playing. I leave the critique, the rebuttal, condemnation, or approval in your hands, the audience. So we just heard sounds as senseless in space. sort of a part of today's general trying to get away from my body, the ailments that prevail there. Sounds as music therein we just hearing on Ambient A, available from Deep Sea Mining, label out of Calgary. You know, of course, as with these experiments in ambience, these minute changes and just little crackles, little pieces of... Well, what I'm trying to get at is... And sorry, because I'm still not speaking in a very straightforward fashion right now. Again, bit of ailment. Is that... These disembodied sounds, because of their particularities, actually make you so much more conscious of your body. Like, they make you conscious of your breathing and your the rate of your heart, and these urgent sounds, of course, always prick your ears and sort of create a shift of the, you know, where the fluids are currently... segmented in your head. There's a rebalancing there. It's just, you know, these things make you hyper aware of your body. Anyhow, that was all we heard, by the way, in that previous little segment, was sounds senseless in space on today's I guess there's also been a monster theme on today's show. I don't really know what inspired that. Maybe we'll listen to Future's Monster in a bit. Until then, those of you who just are tuning in now, what we've heard today so far, we've heard Ghosting, heard a track collaboration, Chris Lee and PC Music, heard Fatima Al-Qadiri. We're about to hear Eric Copeland and Yves DeMay. Eric Copeland, member of Black Dice, has released some solo material since the dissolution of that Rhode Island-based noise pop outfit. Very, very interesting band. Not one I've dived into very much, particularly in the past, but Eric Copeland's solo material has always been very, very stimulating for me, and we're about to hear the song Multiball on the album Lies, and then afterwards we're going to hear some Yves DeMay on one of my favorite labels, Spectrum Spools, and I will talk more on that subject after we have heard the track. See you soon. One minor correction, I stated that Black Dice are from Rhode Island. They are in fact from Brooklyn. My bad. Yes. Wow. You're listening to Jonathan Keyes' monstrous remix of Eric Copeland's Multiball. Some other wrong things I said. The album which Multiball is on is actually Jesus Freak. It is on the Lies label. So that was a mistake of mine. Again, you must... Don't blame me. Blame my ailments and the bugs within my body and the really degenerate lineage which allowed me to come into being. Anyhow, on a note of a bit more levity, what about that song, huh? Wasn't that something? Ah, good stuff. Eric Copeland. Really, really interesting movement through a few series of dance motifs. For coming back in at the end. A lot of dissonance, but of course geared towards let's not say cathartic, but definitely a very buoyant sort of bouncy joyishness that you don't often associate with music that has that kind of pranksterist edge to it. Yeah, he knows what's up. Anyhow, we're about to listen to some Yves DeMay album on Spectrum Spools. The song is Adamance, and here we go.
Thank you. What? Radio. Radio.
Yip. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
One day there'll be a war. Battle grounds will be formed. Lines will be drawn in the dirt. Are aliens, especially of the little green variety, a part of the Halloween menagerie? Are they part of the monsters? Or do they constitute something more in the realm of pure science fiction? Can there be any reconciliation between these two spheres? Is there an alien which fits wholly within the realm of horror, yet is improper within the realm of, I don't know where this is coming from. And yeah, thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. And thank you for tolerating. Usually this show gets a little bit silly, but today I've just been tired, and I might be coming down with another bug, which is very disheartening, but you know what? It was real fun today. It was more fun than usual, actually. We got to hear some great tunes. We just heard Ease the May and Eric Copeland. Ease the May from Belgium, and started off as a drum and bass producer, techno producer, but now does lots of large-scale installations. I'm reading this. You may have caught on to from the resident advisor page. Oh gosh, my career is over. It goes on to say, besides long washes of sound, he's also interested in all kinds of techno with recently releases on T2X with Peter Van. Sorry, this is taking some time to load. Peter Van Hosen. And on Morse Records. So that's what we just heard. Usually, coming up right next, on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on, of course, unceded traditional Musqueam Coast Salish land, would be Asian Wave 101. Steve, I believe he's going to be a bit late today, had some complications over at his place of study. We'll be coming in soon, but in the meantime, myself, a robot perhaps, will have full reign over what you are hearing. So if you do stay tuned, we will have, at some point, Asian Wave 101. Great show if you're interested in Chinese pop, Korean pop. Steve Zhang is an excellent curator of these two genres, dare I say movements. And he will just give you the context and the cultural resonances and what each song means within each particular pop culture, and it's just very thorough, quite good. After that, we're going to have the Arts Report on at 5 p.m. And of course, the Arts Report is UBC's, or rather, sorry, CITR's Arts Collective-based show, where we cover, do some little bit of journalism on what theater events are in town, what gallery galas are imminent. Things like that. Review some movies, some literature occasionally, art books, good stuff. Stay tuned for that. And I'm gonna cue up some music on this here Sam broadcasting device for y'all while we wait for the next show. But in the meantime, because I said I would, and because I've been listening to a lot of Future recently, let's listen to some Future. Here's a Monster, clean version of Monster. And I'll see you all next week. Love, John.